你唱歌的时候唱调，非常的好。今天是几号啊？
22号。
我是常常啊读真言的。那个刚才唱的这首歌的时候啊，我的帮助从何而来？我的帮助是造天地的耶和华而来的，好不好？我们读一节圣经，箴言22:17。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 22,
verse 17. 我们一起来读，好不好？来。大家啊。
Let us read it together.
我们一起来读来。你须侧耳听受智慧人的言语，留心领会我的知识。在下面一句好了，你若心中存记，嘴上咬定，这变为美。好，那个智慧人是谁呀？ 啊我们的神，不是牧师长老，不是人间的，这个智慧人就是耶稣。弟兄姐妹啊，我们要听耶稣的话，听智慧人的话。
Okay, so the verse is this. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of the wise. Apply your heart to what I teach. And who is this? What is the sayings of the wise, and who is the wise person? And we know it's Jesus.
是不是啊？
Isn't it?
是不是？耶稣是世上最智慧的人。
Jesus is the most wise person in the world.
在世界上没有一个人的智慧可以给他比的。
And no one's wisdom can compare to his.
那个，我们呀，在今天我讲的题目是智慧。
And today, today our topic is on wisdom.
那个，我们都需要智慧，对不对？我们在地上唱唱滴滴的在那里走。假使我们有智慧的话，不会这个样子的。我跟你讲，乃是没有回归到神的智慧里面。所以我今天讲的题目是智慧，勉励自己寻求智慧，也勉励大家寻求智慧，好不好？
Don't we all need wisdom? Oftentimes in life, we might have,
Okay. 我都忘记了。
Okay. Anyways, having wisdom will help us through life. In the world. Yeah. In life.
哦，我们低头有个祷告哈，还是那个，主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们一个美好的早晨，你的阳光普照在大地上。主啊，你复活的生命、复活的气息要吹进我们里面的心坎里，让我们真是从你那里领受恩典、领受智慧、领受知识。主耶稣，你来帮助我们，也帮助孩子，讲得清楚，说得明白，使我们讲的、听的互相勉励，一起受益。谢谢主，祷告奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。那个我要讲那个这里有讲义啊，这里有讲义，大家可以看着这个讲义啊。这个够不够 ？Is it enough？ 那我们现在看看，我题目是智慧。我们现在看看箴言第一章二十一节，第一章二十一节。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 1,
verse 21. Yeah.
Let us read it together.
啊，这从二十节开始读好了。
Let's start from verse 20.
来，智慧在街市上呼喊，
在
宽阔发声，在热闹街头喊叫，在城门门口，在城中发出言语。好，下面不读了。这里呢，我们就看到智慧啊，发出言语啊，智慧发出言语。
Here we see that wisdom calls aloud.
那个他在什么地方啊？他在街头，在城门口，在城中发出言语。那个换句话说，他随时随地的都与我们说话。假如我们接纳他的话。在英文的翻译里面啊，
So where is wisdom calling out? And you see here that wisdom is calling out on the streets and at the gateways of the city. And what this means is that wisdom is calling out everywhere and whenever in our lives, as long as we're open to receiving wisdom.
Very good translation. Yeah.那个这个在英文上的这个 wisdom 的翻的是什么呢 ？She cries in the street， 啊，在城里面每一个地方。
And wisdom, you know, can be really translated into Christ.
It's a female, not a male.
What
gender?
Oh, okay. Yeah. The subject for wisdom is a she.
我是给弟兄姐妹想想看，为什么这个 wisdom 是 she， wisdom 不是 he？
So why?
What is difference?
So why is wisdom she and not he? And what's the difference?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过？我们有没有想过这个事情？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about this?
The
reason is because wisdom, it can, enlighten us, but it can't save us.
所以这个 wisdom 呢，是一个什么？是一个很多人想是个意念，是个思想，是一个看不见的，就是说你心思里面的有这样子的，对不对？
So a lot of times when we talk about wisdom, it's just the thoughts and ideas that we talk about.
但是在箴言里面看到。那个 wisdom 这个字是不但是心思意念，是有个位格的。
But here in Proverbs, wisdom is not just, you know, thoughts and ideas, but a person.
是给他 personalized， 就是说人格化的。
So here, wisdom is personalized.
那我在想啊，希腊这个希腊字，圣经是希腊文字写的，他为什么会用这个用 she 来代替 he 或者来代替任何的那个字啊？为什么？
So why is you know in Greek wisdom is denoted as she and not he.
那个， 我是给师母同前后同学，我们那个时候读大学的时候有一门课，我不晓得你修过没有，叫做 Greek Mythology， 修过啊。所以这里呢，我写了一个什么 Greek Mythology 里面的一个女神的名字 Aphrodite。
So, back in college, we took a class in Greek mythology, and on our notes here, I wrote down a Greek goddess called Aphrodite.
这个有什么不一样啊？这个就是这个在那个年代啊，那个哥林多教会，你读到那个哥林多教会里面啊，它有一个就是说有一个 temple， 那个 idol 都有 temple， 它其中有一个 temple 呢是女神这个 Aphrodite。Aphrodite， 这个女神呢，好 ，OK。
So in back in the days in the Church of Corinthians, they had a temple in that region, and the temple was dedicated to the goddess Aphrodite.
这个女神呢，就是什么，就是这个庙宇外面呢有庙妓，庙宇外面有妓女，这是那个这个那个庙里面的人，主持人里面的人，就是说把他们带来的呀。
And outside of this temple, there were prostitutes.
Yeah, 这个是一个这个 Aphrodite 呢是一个爱神，这个爱神里面呢就是表示人的里面呢有情欲，有这个。有这个 sex and beauty 包括在里面的。
Aphrodite was the goddess of love, and it was because it was representing like the human desires, and she represented sex and beauty.
那个是很重要的，我们要记住啊，这个记住这个以后呢，我们就晓得那个希腊那个文，就是讲这个智慧的时候呢，要给这一个女神呢，刚好是相反。这一个神呢，是一个什么？这一个人，这一个神呢，人呢也是人格化了，是一个从那个有一个属天的智慧呀，属天的智慧呀。
So this is important to understand because the wisdom we're talking about here is different.
这个 wisdom 呢，跟一个是属天的那一个 wisdom 呢，很多的时候呢，是一个什么？是一个母性的。
And oftentimes, this heavenly wisdom, it's when we talk about it, often it has a feminine, characteristic.
在另外一方面讲呢，这一个母性的表示什么呢？表示很多的时候，甚至于现在。妈妈教养孩子。
So it has a mother. So wisdom has a motherly like nature, and it's often, it's similar to the way mothers raise their children.
我们在家里那个教养孩子的责任，大部分都是妈妈的，对不对，郑师母？对不对？不是，就是。妈妈就是说，这个妈妈就是把这个智慧、神的话语传递给下一代。
And oftentimes, the mothers often have carry most of the burden for raising the kids and teaching them wisdom that comes from God.
那个箴言 我等一下再讲这一节经节好了。这个英国有一个解经的王子，名字叫什么？你们记不记得？摩根泰勒，这是我晓得，他读圣经 ，Campbell Morgan， 他是一个英国的解经家。
So there's a Bible scholar from England, and his name is Morgan.
Campbell Morgan.
Campbell Morgan.
Morgan. 当他年幼的时候，懂事的开始懂事的时候，他妈妈就把他的孩子叫来，在他的女儿的房间里面，在他女儿的房间里面呢，他就把各样的那个人造的那个像啊，就是像现在一个那个化学一样的，就是人造的像，他那个时候可能是木头的像，有什么彼得、约翰、雅各，什么十二门徒，然后耶稣，然后圣经上的那个旧约上面的名字他都有，然后呢摆了他的那个人形呢摆了他那个房间里面，摆了他女儿的房间里面。
So when he was still young, his motherput a bunch of figures.
Figures, you know, the Bible figures.
A lot of Bible figures in his sister's room.
然后呢，他每天呢，就是傍晚的时候呢，睡觉以前呢，就进这个房间，给他们讲，哎，这个彼得是什么样的一个人，他就讲一篇道。还有他给他的那个女儿听，但是那个摩根呢也在旁边听。
Their mom every night would come in and then point to one of the figures. Like if it was Peter, she would talk about. She'll give a sermon about Peter.
所以他每一个人物呢，他都讲了。好像讲一个人的传记一样的，一个一个一个一个讲，从旧约讲到新约，然后看着这个人，看着这个人，然后叫那个孩子讲这个人怎么样，是这个人怎么样子，是那么样的一个母亲。
And she would teach them about stories of all of these Bible characters from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and her children would listen to her, and she would ask them about those Bible characters.
所以那个摩根蒙召的时候，他跟他妈妈的教导有关系的啊。那个我是哪一个人，然后我也要做神的工作，他就这样子的蒙召的。这个 Campbell Morgan.
And through this, he was really called by God. He received his calling from God.
Yeah, 所以小孩子啊，要幼小的时候啊，像那个学校的孩子，就是那么小的时候啊，要给他潜移默化的要这个教导，要那个什么。要用圣经的话语，圣经的人物，圣经的典故，他听得懂听不懂，这是他自己那个神会做这个工作。你从小就培养他，他到老也不偏离你。
So it's important when children are really young to teach them about the Bible and God's truths.
那个圣经上。箴言里面好像是箴言，我记不清楚。22:6，你从小教导孩子啊，他到老也不偏离你，有没有这句话？有啊。所以我们那个小孩子，不要把他长大了以后，哎呀，你怎么那么不乖呀？怎么那么不好啊？我跟你讲，十之八九，妈妈跟爸爸在家里，他幼小的时候没有打好根基。
So in Proverbs 22:6, it says, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. And oftentimes, in a lot of families, when the children go astray, often it's because the mother and father didn't establish a good foundation in the child when they were young.
好，那个 那个，所以我们看到呢，就是这个智慧呢，要从小就是从妈妈、父亲那里传承下去的。
So we see that wisdom, you know, it starts from mother and father, teaching this wisdom to, their children when they're young.
好，我们现在来看看那个智慧的定义是什么。智慧的定义，我希望这节圣经大家都要背起来啊，背起来，帮助我们做人处事很重要的。这节圣经是怎么来的呢？以前有个老牧师叫做黄石，我在 Virginia 的时候，他来领会的时候，他把这个寄给我。
So there's an important verse about what is wisdom's.
Yeah, 这个就是说。This is the definition of the wisdom.
What's the definition of wisdom?
我们来看看好不好？来，我们一起来读好不好？来，来，我们一起来读。
唯
从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。这个 definition 我看了一下，是吧？那个圣经里面啊，有两部书都是讲智慧的。旧约里面呢，就是箴言跟诗篇，但是箴言的篇幅比较大啊。那个新约里面的是哪一部是智慧书啊？雅各书，对了，你读雅各书，你假如没有时间熟读那个智慧书，那个旧约的话，那你读新约的也要读。
So the verse here is James chapter 3 verse 17 and 18. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. So this is the definition of wisdom. And we know that in the Bible there are several books that speak about wisdom. In the Old Testament it's Psalms and Proverbs. And in the New Testament it would be the book of James.
那个，我们先来看看啊，从上头来的智慧，上头是从哪里啊？从神那里来的。不是属地的哦，这是属天的哦，从天上来的哦。所以我们要第一个 definition， 从上头来的智慧，它有两个特征。第一个呢，就是说，先是清洁，后是和平。Okay.
So, it's important to note here that the wisdom we're talking about is one that comes from heaven, and that means it's coming from God. It's not coming from earth, from down here.So that's important. We know that here it continues by saying wisdom has two things. And first it's pure, and then it's peace-loving.
这个清洁英文怎么翻法？清洁 clean? Purity. 师母讲对了。这个 purity 就是单纯的，就是一个的。有一滴滴斑点，有一滴滴东西不对了，马上就看得清清楚楚了。这个跟那个 clean 不一样的哦，跟 clean 要 purity。那然后呢，第二个特征呢是什么？后是和平呀。
You know, wisdom. When we talk about pure, it's actually goes beyond clean.A lot of people might translate it as clean, but its purity means that even one little speck, and it would be very clear that it's not wisdom.
这里呢，然后呢，这里最重要的两个 element 呢，清洁 pure， 第二个呢是和平。
And the second thing is peace.
那个，然后呢？温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。这个呢，这个从这里开始呢， 就是假使我这个个人的领会啊，假使这个是假使上头来的智慧啊，清洁和平没有这个特征的，那就不是了，不是从头上头来的。
And there are other characteristics to this wisdom, like considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit, impartial, and sincere. And what this means is, if the wisdom that we're talking about doesn't encompass these characteristics, then it's not a wisdom that comes from heaven.
是的，所以弟兄姐妹啊，这一个 definition 啊，给我们做一个什么？给我们做一个就是说原则性的。假如我们考虑什么问题，做什么事情，在教会里面对人处事，你都以这个标准来看的话啊，都以这个标准来看的话，你的人际关系会非常非常的好。
So this definition is very important, especially when we're making decisions in our lives or in our relationships and interactions with people. If we choose to make this definition as a guide and also as a standard for how we interact and make decisions, then we'll have better interpersonal relationships.
对不对？所以弟兄姐妹，我们无论在教会里面服侍神啊，做一件事情啊，我们就要考虑到这几个啊，就是清洁、和平、温良、柔顺、满有怜悯、多结善果。最重要的两句话呢，是没有偏见、没有假冒。很多的人都在假公济私，包括我自己在内。哎呀，我在圣经里面没有找到一个 definition 比这个智慧这个地方更好。
So when we you know do things for God or interact with people, we should remember to you know to exhibit these characteristics. You know, being pure, peace loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit. And most importantly, the last two.Of being impartial and sincere.
我们再来看两处圣经好不好？这个我们刚才已经看了它的 definition。这两处圣经呢，是那个啊，《箴言》第一章第四节。
Let's look at another verse. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 4.
我们来读一下好不好
？Let us read it.
是愚人明明，
是
少年
有知识和谋略。好，就好这里就好了。是愚人有灵敏，是灵敏啊。哦，我们再看一节圣经，这个中文那个翻译啊，比任何的英文翻译通通都好。NIV 啊 ，King James 啊 ，Standard 通通都好。那个我们再来看第八章十二节。
Well, let me read that verse first. For giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. But let's also read Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12.
我们一起来读来。我智慧以灵敏为居所，有行的知识和谋略，好不好？这个里面他说的，我智慧以灵敏为居所，他所住在哪里啊？以灵敏，这个灵敏在 NIV 里面解释的翻的是 prudence， 但是中文里面翻的呢，比任何地方都好，他就讲灵敏的 spiritual understanding， 就翻成英文就是。
And in English here, it says, I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. And here, when we talk about prudence in the Chinese version, the translation is even better because what it means is spiritual wisdom, understanding.
这个就是有两个 element. 一个呢，有神的灵在里面，是你的 guidance.一个呢，你有 understanding 在里面。
So there's
两个东西加起来就是灵敏啊，我觉得这个翻译是最好的。
So this definition is really good because it can, it's composed of two parts. First is, God's Holy Spirit, which guides us, and then the understanding that comes with it.
啊，我们再看第五节，好不好？第五节，这个这一章第五节。
So let's look at verse, chapter 1, verse 5 for Proverbs.
你看啊，说愚妄人呐，你们要恚怒灵敏；愚昧人呐，你们当心里明白。弟兄姐妹啊，这里这个箴言里面我看到的，只有这个地方三处都是讲灵敏 ，spirit and knowledge and understanding together.
Oh, sorry. So Proverbs chapter 8, verse 5. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding.
这个我是觉得中文比那个那个英文里面翻译的 NIV 是最好的，讲 prudent 就是四面都是平平稳稳、和和平平的，这是一个天上智慧。那这个中文里面的讲的就是 spirit understanding， 在灵里面晓得你讲什么话、做什么事情，我忽然之间我晓得过来了。哦，你为什么做这个事情？你为什么讲这个话？你这个 background 给你的 motivation 啊，通通都透明的，就开启了。
So, the Chinese definition is definitely better than just saying it's prudent. In English, prudence, it's more representing that you are. You have stability around you in your actions. But, you know, in Chinese, again, it goes deeper and it's about understanding in the spirit so that you understand, you know, why people say certain things or do certain things.
Let me talk one couple of English words. In English means the wisdom is the combination of spirit, Holy Spirit, and the understanding. So if you possess these two elements, you will know why people say this and that, and the story behind it. Okay, 那个，那我们现在再来看看啊，看看那个耶稣他四福音里面，我们看那个四福音里面，耶稣实在是一个顶尖人物，没有人的智慧可以跟他相比。我们再来看，来，我这个里面有的马可福音一章27-35。
So let's look at the four Gospels, which really, you know.Highlight, you know, Jesus' wisdom. And the first verse we'll turn to is Mark chapter 11, verse 27 to 35. Let us read it together.
耶稣在殿里行走的时候，祭司长和文士并长老对他说：“你仗着什么权柄做这些事呢？”
给你这权柄的是谁呢？
好，我们就是耶稣在世的时候，常常赦免人、医病、赶鬼，那个于是乎这些法利赛人、文士。长老就问他说：“你这个权柄是从哪里来的呢？”
Here it says, the first part here says from 27 to 28. They arrived again at Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him. By what authority are you doing these things, they asked, and who gave you authority to do this? And at this time, Jesus was healing many people and forgiving people of their sins. And so the Pharisees, they questioned Jesus, asking him, under whose authority he is doing all of this.
那现在我们要来反问，假使你在当时的情景里面，你做什么回答？你说我是从上头来的，从上帝那里来的，可不可以讲啊？不能讲，因为他的 timing 还没有到嘛，是不是？
So put yourself in that situation and think about what, how would you respond? You might say, oh, it's from heaven. And at that moment, it wouldn't have been the right time to say that for Jesus.
他们把他抓了去钉十字架去了，他时间没有到嘛。这个他钉十字架的时候，那个祭司长他说：“你说了前望的话，期望还是前望？
健
忘的话，所以我要钉你十字架。”
And so, you know, before Jesus was crucified, the priests and the Pharisees they convicted Jesus of blasphemy.
那个主耶稣有没有讲他的权柄从哪里来的？有没有讲？有讲，他有讲，他就说。我问你，约翰施洗的洗礼是从哪里来的？
Yeah.
是从天上来的还是？
And so Jesus did talk about where his authority was coming from. He responded by asking them where John's baptism came from, whether it was from heaven or from people.
这个耶稣就给他讲，你不告诉我，那我也不告诉你。其实耶稣有没有告诉了他了？已经告诉他了嘛，我是从天上来的嘛，对不对？他耶稣是一个绝顶绝顶，人间不没有人有这样智慧的。
And so, because the Pharisees couldn't respond to that question, Jesus said, "Because you can't answer me, I won't tell you either." But in fact, Jesus.Technically, already told all of them and all of us that he's from heaven.
We have such wisdom? We don't. And this wisdom is what? Instantaneous. Immediately. You say what? I all know. I immediately answer you this question. My power is from heaven. Said it very clearly, right?
So Jesus had so much wisdom, and you know, his wisdom is instantaneous. You know, as people asked him a question, he was able to give the most wisest response to show them that his wisdom is from heaven. Well, he's from heaven.
我跟你讲，你想两天三夜，想半个月、一年都想不出来那么好的回答。
And I can say that most of us, you can't even take a day, 3 days, or even half a year to come up with as good of a response that Jesus had.
你能够吗？我能够吗？ No way.
Can any of us?
对不对？
Probably not.
那我们再来看一看一处，这个经节里面看到耶稣基督的智慧啊，超然的不得了。马可福音十二章十五节到十七节。
So let's look at another verse, and it'll really show that Jesus' wisdom is supernatural. So Mark chapter 12, verse 15 to 17.
我们一起来读，来 ，let's read together. 来，我们该纳不该纳？耶稣知道他们的假意，就对他们说：“你们为什么试探我？”拿一个金钱来给我看，他们就拿了。耶稣说：“这像这好，他们说是该杀的。耶稣说：“该杀的物当归该杀，神的物当归神的。”他们就很稀奇他。这个里面的缘由你们都晓得吧？啊，你们清不清楚这个为什么他们要问他？啊，纳税就是罗马人要叫犹太人纳税，那个犹太人当然不愿意了， 是不是？他讲了愿意，他讲不愿意，都得放，得罪两方面的人，对不对？一个得罪罗马政府，他们就会把你抓走了。那你说，你说该的，应该的，应该的，这个人民就反对你了。
All right, so, the verse starts at 15 and says, "Should we pay or shouldn't we?" But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. "Why are you trying to trap me?" he asked. "Bring me a denarius and let me look at it." They brought the coin and he asked them, "Whose portrait is this and whose inscription?" "Caesar's," they replied. Then Jesus said to them, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's." And they were amazed at him. And so do you guys understand the significance of this and why they were trying to trap Jesus? And why when they asked, "Should we pay or shouldn't we?" Why that was a trap? And the reason was because at this time, Israel was under the control of the Roman Empire, and they had to pay taxes to Rome. And so whether or not if Jesus said they should pay, there would be people who didn't want to pay the Roman Empire government, and people would have been upset. And if Jesus said that they shouldn't pay, then people would say that he's going against the rule of the Roman Empire, and they would want to arrest him. So either way, people would be angry.
Very good translation. 那个耶稣有没有回答这个问题？有没有回答问题？有，耶稣回答了。他说：“我的世界不是属于这个世界，我是属于看不见的世界，灵界的世界。”
So
对不对？
Did Jesus answer their question? And indeed he did. Jesus says that he doesn't belong to this world. He's not of this world. He belongs to a spiritual kingdom.
在这里我们看到看不见的世界什么比看得见的世界大，对不对？所以神其实已经回答了他，回答了他。
And we can see from here that the spiritual kingdom, the one that we can't see, is greater than everything here, the kingdoms that we can see. And we can definitely know that Jesus did answer their question.
对不对？也是回答了。那我们看最后一个例子，好不好？约翰福音第八章第四节到第十节。
So let's look at another example in John chapter 8, verse 4 to verse 10.
来，我们一起来读好不好？来，
就
对耶稣说：“夫子，这妇人是正的，你只是被拿。摩西在律法上吩咐我们，把这样的妇人石头打死。”你说他怎么样？
他们说这话乃是战耶稣要得找告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰，用指头在地上画字。他们还是不住地问他。耶稣就直起腰来，对他们说：“你们中间谁是没有罪，谁就可以先拿石头打他。”于是弯腰，腰又指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少，一个个都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。那耶稣就直起腰来，对他说：“妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？”他说：“主啊，没有。”耶稣说：“我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。”
So starting from verse 4, and they said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin."
This is a happy ending. This is a happy ending. 那个我现在要问有两件事情，这个法利赛人文士这些人把这个妇人抓来，他们有什么？有地上的智慧知识，但是没有天上的。你把这个他们所说的话啊，把我们以那个神的那个三章十七节的那个 definition 来看啊，这个有偏见，有假冒，
so,
对不对
？So isn't this a happy ending? But let's look back at the Pharisees here. And at the time, we could say that these Pharisees, you know, have a wisdom, but it's an earthly wisdom, and not a heavenly one. Because if you think about what they were asking Jesus here, and we compare that back to James chapter 3.17 and 18, the definition of wisdom, we'll realize that they were not sincere and they were not impartial.
No partiality and no hypocrite. 他两个都犯规了，有假冒，也有什么偏见。但为什么有偏见呢？弟兄姐妹，为什么有偏见？对了，这是按你的不插男的，这个是不是偏见
？So weren't they partial? They were partial because they only took the woman and not the man.
这是还有假冒伪善，假冒伪善，很显然的假冒伪善，所以摆了那个。昨天的智慧里一看的话，这些人都是地上的情欲、智慧、情欲，这些属地的聪明，没有办法跟耶稣比。他一碰就输掉了，对不对
？And so everything they talk about here, the Pharisees, they only have an earthly wisdom, but not a heavenly one. So whenYou know, compared to, you know, God's wisdom, it can't stand.
那另外一个问题，我就在想，那个耶稣什么话都不回答，弯着腰在地下写字，他写什么字啊
？So another thing I want us to think about is when Jesus didn't reply and he was stooping down writing words on the ground. What words did he write?
他在写了，他写完字以后人起来了，看看人都走光了，对不对？是不是啊
？And you know, after he wrote all those words,
他在下面写什么字啊
？And when he stood up, everyone left. So what did he write?
你们有没有想过这个问题
？Have you guys ever thought about this question?
耶稣充满了智慧，充满了属天的智慧，充满了圣经的话语。那个 Billy Graham 啊，他有一天讲到，他说他在地上写，他说。你犯了十诫的其中的一条，就犯了中条。他说：“你们这些都是罪人，你们也有奸淫。”就是这样说，对不对？他说：“哪一个人没有犯过十诫？”
So,
哎呀，我看了这个是这个 Billy Graham 讲的东西，真是聪明。Sorry.
If we ever wonder what Jesus wrote, we know that Jesus was full of wisdom, heavenly wisdom. Pastor Billy Graham said that what Jesus wrote probably was, you know, related to the fact that who among them had never committed a sin against the Ten Commandments. And if anyone even committed one, they would have committed the whole... the entirety of God's law, so none of them were guiltless.
此情此景，你在这个里面啊，你可能也有恨这个淫荡的夫人，但是你有没有耶稣这样的心胸，看得那么远，看得那么广啊？他能够讲那样子的话，然后因为他不但是有属天的智慧，最重要的里面有一个什么阿嘎巴 love 在里面。这个弟兄姐妹，你不能放弃的。那个这个阿嘎巴 love 啊，你这个人做错了什么事情，我都知道，我都晓得，我都原谅你。所以对这个夫人说，夫人你不要再犯了，我也不定你的罪，你走吧。哎呀，我看着这个那个，我们像你我一定会定他罪，你怎么被人家抓到了呢？你怎么那么不小心呢？一直 complain 呢？你怎么破坏人家的家庭呢？他一句话都不讲，他一句话都讲，他说你以后不要再犯罪了，我不定你的罪，我赦免了你的罪。我相信这个您、oh, OK sorry、
yeah. So many of us, you know, might have certain judgments on this woman who was caught committing adultery, and many of us might have things to say to her, but Jesus didn't say anything. And the most important thing about Jesus' wisdom is another component, which is his love, his unconditional love. And this love is what, you know, allowed Jesus to tell her that, you know, despite all the wrongs that, you know,she committed, or you know, you and I may have committed, that he knows it, and all he told her was that, I don't condemn you, just leave your life of sin.
啊，我想我讲到这里的时候，我们可不可以唱一首歌，好不好？呀，这首歌，呀，这首歌，我是希望弟兄姐妹从心里面唱出来啊，心里面唱出来。我们从那个 YouTube 里面的找出来的这首歌讲智慧，我觉得蛮好的这首歌。那个下面两个我想我那个第三第四给你们做一个 homework， 你们来做第三第四的 homework， 好不好？这个我们人真是啊，要多读圣经。圣经里面就是讲出来的话，就是智慧的结晶。这个尤其是你，我们要看四福音的四福音，我们看到耶稣那个红字本的圣经啊，我们要去看耶稣讲的话。啊。We should especially study the four Gospels and the printed red ink words. We have to read it over and over again in order to get wisdom. And we will see how wise he is.有很多人呢、啊，他信耶稣，尤其是这些科学家啊，那个得诺贝尔奖的人，他一看到读的那个四福音啊，一看到那个耶稣，读到耶稣的智慧啊，信耶稣了。啊，这个是地上不可能有这样的人的，不可能有这样的人的。
So many scientists and really smart people, even those who've won the Nobel Prize, some of those people who read the four Gospels and saw the wisdom that was in it, they believed in Christ. And normally this wouldn't There are not many people like this.
Yeah. 那个犹太人他的世界上人口的比例是千分之一，千分之一，你们听到？但是他拿那个诺贝尔奖的是17%，17%，超过中国人，要超过任何一个民族。
So the Jewish population is like 1/1000th of the world population, but yet they represent 17% of Nobel Prize winners.
这个是在 district 我从书里面读到的呀，不是我自己那个随便 random 的，这个有 statistic。
So I read the statistic from a written source, a book.
这首歌好，给我们一个警戒，啊。好，那个歌就唱到这里为止，好不好？我们呀，最后来看一节圣经，好不好？
那个 Let's look at one last verse.
箴言第八章。
Saw Proverbs.
Proverbs
chapter
8, 十一节。
Verse 11.
来，我们一起来读好不好？
因为智慧比珍珠更美，一切可喜爱的
都不足
以
比较。啊，这个我们每一个基督徒最重要的寻找智慧，因为他这里讲的一切可喜爱的都不足以比较 ，Nothing can be compared with the wisdom.
So here verse 11 says, For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. And so we know that as a Christian, it's very important for us. It's one of the most important things for us to do is to pursue wisdom. And we know here because in the verse it says, nothing you desire can compare with wisdom.
So, 弟兄姐妹啊，我希望 你我他，包括我自己在那里面啊，我们要寻求从上头来的智慧，从上头来的智慧。这一个上头来的智慧比一切都宝贵，比一切都好。你看得见的所有的珍珠宝贝都没有办法给智慧可以相提并论。
So I want to encourage all of us to pursue this wisdom, this heavenly wisdom, because it is beyond anything that we can see, everything we find precious in this world.
那个在列王记那个三章，在列王记旧约上三章第十节到第十节。列王记第 second king,
first,
第三章
first
第十节
Kings, chapter 3 verse 10
来，我们一起来读好不好？来，所罗门为这事就蒙主的喜悦，神对他说：“你既然求这事，不为自己求寿、求富，也不求灭绝你的仇敌的生命，单单求智慧可以听颂，我就应许你求的，赐你聪明智慧，
甚至在你
以前没有像
你
的。”
在
以后也没有像你的。十三节我们来看，你所没有我也赐给你，就是富足增有。你在世的日子，列王中没有一个能比你的，好不好？弟兄姐妹，我们有没有智慧啊？我们有没有智慧啊？
All right, so starting from verse 10, the Lord was pleased that Solomon had asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for a long life or wealth for yourself, nor have asked for the death of your enemies, but for discernment and administering justice, I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart so that you will never have been, so there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be.Moreover, I will give you what you have not asked for, both riches and honor, so that in your lifetime, you will have no equal among kings.
那个，我们再看那个雅各书，新约雅各书一章五节。
So let's turn to James chapter 1, verse 5.
来，我们一起来读好不好？来，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐众人
也赐
人的主必就赐给他，好不好？我们有没有智慧啊？我们没有智慧的，我们缺少的啊，可以向他求，使聪明的人更聪明，使有智慧的人更有智慧。
Here it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. So do we have wisdom? And if we don't, we can ask so that those of us who are wise can become wiser.
你看这下面一句话、啊、第五节，主就必赐给他，主就必赐，上帝，主耶稣，圣灵。一定要把这个智慧赐给我们的，一定要，好不好？作为大家的勉励，我想我们有几分钟的时间啊，我们弟兄跟弟兄三个人一组，我们来求这个智慧，好不好？我们来求智慧，希望神这个常常提醒我们向他求智慧，胜过一切，好不好？然后你，我们要记住的那个智慧的 definition 在雅各书三章第几节？
十七节、十八节
，好不好？你把就是两个地方要备注，就是一个就是说第五节，神必赐给他，必赐给我。第一个要备的就是说三章十七节，从上头来的智慧，好不好？ 来，我们三个一组，我们弟兄给弟兄，姐妹给姐妹，啊，就是我们祷告的是两个人为一个人求。大概我想我们花啊四五分钟的时间好了，好不好？来，You are free.
Well, just last thing I think we want to emphasize is that if we ask God for wisdom, it will be given to us. So remember that.
Sorry, I speak too fast.
Okay.